Hey, if you like our podcast, check out Supraliminal Films. Films so fucking good, they're fucking great. So go watch some fucking Supraliminal Films already. Mad Dog Tim signing off.
There was a firefight!
Killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law.
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woohoo! Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode 15. I'm Tim.
It's Leander.
And before we introduce our special guest, I just don't want him to... There you go.
All right.
There you go. Be quiet, you. We have a special guest with us. I wanted to tell everybody that Lou is not here this week. No Lou. I'm sorry. Lou. All the lunatics out there.
The Lou lovers.
The Lou lovers.
Oh, so many
the Lulus. All of you are going to be sad.
I don't even know who Lou is at all. So I'm trying.
You're not missing anything.
Trying to feel the excitement, but it's not there.
Lou is gone. He's on tour with his band, the Evening River Band, which you can find online. You can find them on Spotify. You know, you listen to them 500 times, they make a penny. That's how Spotify works.
Yeah.
So give Lou a penny and listen to his songs 500 times.
Love Lou.
Yeah, Lou's a good guy. Do you miss him?
Me?
Yes.
I always miss Lou. All
right. Yeah, I guess I'll grow to learn to miss Lou.
Yeah.
But our guest replacing Lou this week is Hakeem. Hey. Hakeem, how are you?
Hi, I'm Hakeem.
Hakeem, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me your deepest, darkest fantasies.
Wow, whoa.
All right,
go ahead.
I always wished I was a Stark in Game of Thrones. Like, I would love to be a part of that family and see if I could help Ned live. He dies, I spoiled it.
There it is.
Oh. There it is.
The whole first season's gone.
I don't even know who that is, so it doesn't work.
Everybody dies in that show. You should just be watching that show, waiting for main characters to get off at any moment.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet, so.
It's very good. I like it.
You've never seen it?
No.
You've heard about it, though, right?
Yeah, I heard something about this show.
Did I ever tell you the whole storyline before at all? Do I spoil it for you? Okay.
No.
Just want to make sure.
You can't spoil it if I don't know the characters or the plot, so.
I mean, I could definitely tell you all about the characters.
I mean, he could. You just wouldn't. It wouldn't care anything. Enough to remember
right.
Actually got into it.
That's a very good point. I normally don't care to remember.
How come you've never watched it?
Because I don't have TV. I don't watch TV. I don't have cable. I choose to live my life in a way that's not
it's clean living.
TV all the time.
Clean living. Just that's comics and video games and pornography, I assume.
Yes.
Tons of pornography.
Oh, man. Do you know how much free time I have while not watching TV is replaced by porn? Imagine how much TV that you watch is replaced by porn.
I watch a lot less TV and a lot more porn. I feel like I'm in a similar boat. Not quite the same boat.
Right,
I'm like strapped to the end of the boat on a dinghy. That's me right now.
I mean, like, I watch porn while I watch TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes TV will trigger something in my head, and I'm like, I want to watch porn. So maybe I'm not paying attention. Maybe I'm paying attention to both. Maybe I'm concentrating on the
He's
porn.
He's watching the news. Tractor trailer flips. He's like, I want to see some anal
You know
sex.
What? That girl in the background there had really nice breasts. I need to see breasts that compare to hers.
Mm-hmm.
And boop, I'm on there.
Mm-hmm. I like how 3 minutes in, we've derailed it.
Almost straight completely. To porn.
Straight to porn.
It's always porn.
You thought it was going Game of Thrones. It went to porn.
It went to porn.
Well, as always, you can check us out at capesandscowlspodcast.com. You can email us if you so like at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. We have a YouTube. I have a Twitter. My Twitter handle is mad_dog_Tim. Or mad... I did that wrong. I'm even reading it and I did it wrong. That's fantastic.
Start over again. Let's
it's
start over
so
again.
Early, and I've had so much coffee. There's no excuse.
And
mad,
take two.
Mad. I'm sorry. Mad_dog_Tim. Did I do it right that time?
You did.
All right, good. Mad Dog Tim, with the underscores in the middle. Dave's name for me, which I just took as my Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I'm going to tease our news stories. I'm going to tease them right at the top, yeah. So you know what you're getting into.
Such a teaser.
I'm going to tease you. We're going to talk about the Batgirl 41 variant cover controversy that I feel like I helped
add. Oh, I actually know about this.
I feel like I added a lot of Twitter rioting because of I was really mad about it.
Nice.
They're casting Preacher. AMC is doing their version of Preacher. They casted a couple characters. And then the biggest issue ever of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we'll talk about it.
Right.
Soon. But soon. Before we get into the news, as always, Leander, how are you? What is new? What is exciting?
All right. So, let's see. So you guys know about Leander's dating corner. I'm switching it up today.
Sure.
Because I feel there's a need, so I'm going to try and fill it.
Heard that about you.
Oof.
I like where that was going.
That was a good reaction. Yeah, that added.
This will be Leander's educational corner.
Oh, okay.
It's education time.
Teacher.
Yes. And you guys always end up laughing at some point in time, so I never get through the educational part. So our listeners end up being dumber than when they started. But
damn. Sorry, listeners. And that's been the last podcast with Leander. Thanks, Leander, for all you've done.
I hate Leander. He's horrible. I'm smarter than him. So, I discovered a few years ago that I have already a mutant ability, like to call it.
Okay.
And it's already been researched, it's been determined and documented. It's called hypersynthesia. Mm-hmm. Have either of you heard of it before?
Telepathy?
No.
Where this goes? Okay, cool.
No. Close.
I wanted telepathy.
Close.
No idea.
No idea. All right. So, hypersynthesia, look it up online. It is a condition in which if the person who has it sees someone else experience any sort of pain, they will experience the same pain in the same area.
Like a voodoo doll? You're a living voodoo doll.
I am a living voodoo? No.
But they don't have to, like, put that pain on you. They just have it?
They just have it, yeah.
Do you have to care about them?
No.
So it's just anyone you see have pain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if I fucking punched myself in the chest right now...
I would laugh.
I'd hurt my... He'd laugh, I'd hurt myself. Would it hurt you?
All right. First, I know you're being fake, so it wouldn't affect me.
Yelled at him, seemed angry at him, and I punched him.
Yeah, please.
You would feel that.
If it was a real situation,
yeah,
yes.
Tim just, like, if it was a real situation, I'm looking at the TV and he just knocks me out. You'd get knocked out.
It would have to, no, I wouldn't get knocked out. I'm stronger than that, but because I've mastered the powers. But what I'm saying is,
yes.
If you hurt yourself,
your power level's over 9,000.
Over 9,000. Yeah. If you cut your finger,
okay.
Let's say in your middle finger. My middle finger would start hurting. But what really is happening, it's not that I'm hurting, is that the same receptors in my fingers would go off in the same place that you're hurt yourself, trying to fix the problem that happened to you. So I'm not really in the same amount of pain, it's just my body is mirroring the senses that go off that you have. My body would actually, the same senses would go off.
Interesting.
So your body's trying to heal my wounds.
Sure.
That's what it's
voodoo,
like,
sympathy, phantom limb kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking Wolverine, like, trying to regenerate himself for somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Nothing really happening, but he feels it. So
right.
He's just, like, screaming.
Sure, yeah.
With his pecs.
Pecs, yes.
Of course the pecs.
Yes.
Well, of course the pecs. All day long pecs.
So, like, for instance, Tim earlier today hit his knee on the table, and my knee started, the same sensations on my knee started to hurt. So... I thought everyone experienced this, right? Because every time that you see something, you cringe. Like, oh.
Yeah.
But I just assumed that you guys all felt it. It
Your
wasn't like
life?
You cringed. Yeah, my whole life. So there were some studies done in Britain about people, because people finally talked about it, and people finally told them that they were weird.
Yeah.
And so until someone tells you you're weird, you think it's normal.
Yeah.
And so it's called hypersynthesia, and... it's akin to the first time I actually thought I might have had a special power about this. This is before I even knew what it was.
Yeah.
I was reading one of my favorite comics, Generation X, from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And there's a character on there that has low-level empathy powers.
Yeah.
So basically, when she saw her teammates in pain, she would freak out and her powers would go crazy because she felt the same pain.
I feel like I've seen something like that before. I don't know where, though.
Yeah.
Someone, like, just... taking all this pain in, and then their powers increase. Maybe like a giant ball shoots
right.
out of energy.
Yeah, I've seen there's like a negative,
some
kind of negative
something
thing.
Like that. I don't know where.
So what I'm hoping to do under the tutelage of Professor X is that
okay.
I'm going to focus on trying to transmit pain to other people. So what I need to do,
holy shit, I'm kind of nervous
right
now.
But here's my training.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
My training is I got to see a ton of people get the crap beat out of them. And I need to see every single level of pain.
Okay.
So I can always have it in memory and then use it whenever I want to.
So me and Tim will have to get weapons and fight each other, but not kill each other unless that happens by accident.
Seems like a bad plan.
To like
already.
Level him up. That'll level him
can't
up.
Can you just watch like a UFC pay-per-view or something?
Yeah, what about that? UFC?
No, because that's smart. Man. It's not the same.
What about live?
It's similar. It is similar. Yeah. It is similar. I'm
That was a really
your
smart
body movie. Has to yeah, transition to the fact that it's real or fake. And for UFC, I know it's real, but when I first started watching it, I equated UFC with wrestling, that it was all fake.
Okay.
So for me, it was hard for the think that they were actually in pain. Yeah. I just thought they were faking the pain.
What if you watch like those what is it? Like the YouTube videos of girl fights and stuff like that, the one where Sharkeesha or something like that? Just, you know what I'm talking about, Sharkeesha?
I know I'd have to see it in person. I have to see it in person.
So it has to be in person.
It has to be in person. For the most part. For the most part. Like for instance, the one time that my superpowers went way out of control was Final Destination 3. I don't normally watch that sort of stuff.
That's intense pain. So you were just like...
I walked out. I walked out of the theater. I left the theater because it hurt so bad. Because it was so real and so graphic.
I just imagine you twitching and like dealing with all this pain in a movie theater.
It was too much for me to handle.
Okay, at that point, did you realize that something was definitely different? Or was this prior to you checking out the study?
This was prior to me checking out the study.
Okay, so you already knew
what was going on. I had to leave because it was way too hurtful.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
why do people come to this movie? Like
the other benefit, though, I could imagine. So you know how in Dragon Ball Z they have to beat each other up. Like you have to physically get hurt.
Yeah.
I just have to watch it. I just have to watch you get your ass kicked, and then I get stronger. Like yeah, give me a sense of being even though I did nothing, and I get stronger.
So you could do. You're trying. So your end game is telekinetic punches.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
So you could fight someone just by looking
I can
at
just,
them.
Like, lash them. Like, all sorts of pain receptors go off at any point in time that I want.
I wonder if this is actually feasible.
I don't know.
I don't know, but...
It's easier for me to take it. I don't know how hard it's going to be for me to give it to someone else and stop the sexual...
I didn't see this coming.
I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't going to.
Anyways, that was Leander's Educational Corner. Look up hypersynthesia.
Interesting.
I feel like this superpower is going to end with like mental penetration somehow.
Whoa.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right.
Sex from across the room.
Great success. That is true. I guess it doesn't have to be pain. It can be pleasure.
You can pleasure someone.
Yeah, if you can figure that out, they're going to make a lot of money.
Hot chick at a party, checking her out, and I'm like, oh, pleasure. I move my fingers up and down as I'm saying that. I know you can't see that, but pleasure. And it that would be great. You know what I mean? You just watch
I don't think she would like that. I mean,
Drops her cup, dude. You get to see her O face in person. Everyone's reaction to it. Who gets excited? Who doesn't get excited? Everybody's watching. You get to see who loves it and who hates it.
That's such a super villain move.
Yeah, that's not a villain. That's
that
a
would
villain
be
move.
Total villain that's power, dude. Move.
I would love that power.
You do, all right, so you be my nemesis.
It's more of a distraction.
You be my nemesis.
Power. Yep.
You be my nemesis. Yeah,
that
telekinetic
being said,
pleasure, telekinetic pain.
Yeah. Although you would think that my power is more the evil one, but you use it. Yeah,
he's using his
use
for
your
evil.
Pleasure.
Yeah, you
evil.
Hurt the bad guys.
The best evil.
I give pleasure to everybody, good or bad. Bang bang. I like it.
You let me know when you figure that one out. We want to help you with that.
Hey guys, what's going on here?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So Hakeem.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. It's cold today.
It's very cold. It was so nice yesterday.
Yeah.
It was fucking snow.
I was telling Leander, I just got done putting away all my snow equipment. So, you know, I went outside and there was just snow everywhere. Just wiped it off of my arm. Didn't know what to do. So, I'm not really ready for more snow. I was hoping it would just stay warm.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I see one more snowstorm coming.
I think it's done. I think this is it.
I mean, total blackout. No electricity, nothing. It's going to happen one last time.
I dream of that. I feel like my beard and my North Face make me made for this weather.
Gosh. Oh, boy.
Yeah, man. North Face is like armor, dude. It is literally like armor. It's like a superpower. I never get wet when I'm wearing it, and that's a good thing for me because I don't like being soaked. And you can just walk around in it. You know, I never get cold because wind doesn't penetrate it. It's great.
Brought to you by North Face.
There it is.
Nice.
I don't have a lot going on. I exercised yesterday, and I'm just
congratulations.
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
What'd you do?
I've converted my basement into a mock gym. It's almost a gym. It's got a lot of the stuff I need.
Nice, man.
And I worked out for like an hour and a half, just pretty hard, pretty intense, nonstop, and I'm just like feeling it. But last week when I did it, I had like a pinched nerve or something going on. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even want to fucking ever go down to the basement ever again for any reason. But I did, and I liked it, and I enjoyed it, and I'll go back today. I don't know. To the basement, like, really, it's real quick. Far.
Leander, if you watched him lift weights and he had a pinched nerve, would you feel that if he wasn't showing it?
The next level of this power, when you tell me something, if I can imagine what it must feel like, I'll feel it. So when you said a pinched nerve,
but if he's hiding it, you know what I mean? Like, he just benching with the pain and like, not sure, it just has a hard.
Yeah, I won't. There's no way.
You have no idea. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But the minute I identify it,
is
when I have issues.
Like, as soon as you said it, my lower back started, like, the lower back right here started to hurt a little bit.
So this is happening right now during this podcast.
Because I imagine that that's what your pain was. And so I don't know if that was your true pain, but as long as I can think that that's what your pain is, my mind will say it is.
So I think to condition him to do the reverse, we just have to tell him about a lot of, like, blowjobs and things.
Yeah,
and then he'll just slowly be having mental blowjobs.
Yeah.
He'll learn from there.
When my nipples are pinched, it gives me pleasure.
Stop it.
I pinched my nipple.
Stop it.
Are your nipples hard?
I think his nipple is hard, and it's not from the cold weather. I think it works.
All I'm saying is training will get you to the other end of this spectrum, I guess.
We're here for you.
Yeah, you let me know. You let me know.
The two of us.
Stop. Please can continue on.
Sure, let's talk about the news.
Nice.
We'll start off with all the movie, TV news bullshit. We'll get that out of the way. There was a Marvel comic in the 80s called Crash Ryan. It was like a miniseries, ran a few issues. It's got a script now to become a movie. I'm assuming it's not a big deal, like Disney's not pushing it into their Marvel universe. It's just, hey, this is a Marvel property. It's going to get a movie. It was like a weird, it was about like a variety of planes and like floating kind of flying machines, airports. This version, they're going to turn almost steampunky, it sounds like. It's not a big deal. It's just kind of interesting that this low-level Marvel property that not too many people remember or fondly remember is going to be a movie. I guess it's cheaper to get like these weird little properties or just use up all their properties. Why not? Because maybe 10 years from now, we'll be like, oh, you remember all those fucking Marvel movies? And, like, we won't even look back on them fondly. Like, that could be. But that's that. TJ Miller is confirmed to be playing the character of Weasel in the Deadpool movie.
Who's Weasel? Because I saw that headline and I wanted to be excited, but I don't really know anyone in the Deadpool universe besides Deadpool.
I don't really know the character.
Oh, okay.
I'm not real super familiar.
Oh, no. I'm really disappointed right now.
Me too.
Well, fuck you.
Fucking Weasel.
Fucking Weasel. So, in the Preacher news for AMC's Preacher series, which I like these castings, but I don't want this to happen still.
What's the Preacher series?
Preacher is my favorite comic book of all time. It's going to get a TV show on AMC. It's about a preacher that ends up with, basically, his power he ends up with is the Word of God, where I tell you to do it, you're going to fucking do it. But it's not as simple as, like, he's this overpowered God
character. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like he's just God now.
His thing is, he's a doubting preacher. He's, like, drunk. He's like, really at the end of his rope.
Okay, so you got your broken character. I like it.
Yeah.
This entity, which is created by... there's a line between heaven and hell. In this universe, heaven and hell's real.
Okay.
There's a line. It's patrolled by both angels and demons.
Yeah.
There's an angel and a demon. They have sex. They create a being.
Yes.
This being terrifies God. He imprisons it.
Okay.
It ends up escaping, and then it ends up inside of the preacher.
Huh. Wait, hold on. So
that's what gives him the ability. So
was it a baby that went into him? Or
it's
energy?
It's like an energy entity kind of thing.
All right.
So he's scared of it because it's got demonic power and angelic power.
Uh-huh. How does it enter him?
Zaps him. And, right.
I didn't know
so that's what gives him the God power, the Word of God kind of thing. So, and you find out that, like, it's funny because, like, so many people are offended by this book. And it is raunchy and gross.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but at the same time, it confirms all, like, the classic Christian and, like, Catholic beliefs. A lot of those are confirmed for the story.
I'm
like,
watch
like,
the show
it's like, yeah, God exists. But it's like, God's kind of a dick in this story. Like,
I'm really excited to see this.
Created the world. Well, the book's great. Read the book, because this might not be good. He creates the world.
Is it a comic or a graphic?
It's a comic. Yeah. It's already done. It was like 68 issues.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's from the 90s. It ran up to almost 2000, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like, God created it and then abandoned us. It's not like, that's why bad things happen to people. So his whole quest is to find God and call him out on it and be like, why are you such a dick? That is essentially the plot of Preacher. And all these other things happen.
Who's the villains in there?
Yeah, someone's trying to take the...
The Saint of Killers is one of your main villains. It's essentially the death character.
Yeah.
God sends it after him.
Okay.
And more or less, it's not a Grim Reaper character. It's actually a cowboy character from cowboy times that became this Grim Reaper character.
So basically all the angels
it's very
like...
John Wayne influenced on purpose and he's just after them,
so they don't appear as entities or anything. They just appear as normal human beings
in many of the scenes. There's angels, there's demons, all kinds of things.
And I have a question back to the angel and the demon having sex. Did they know they made a little energy baby that went in the preacher? I love saying that.
They know they made the baby. I don't remember. It's been years. I don't remember if they know that it escapes.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Actually, I don't want to spoil it. Yeah. I do know.
Do those two characters come back into play? Maybe you'd have to.
A little bit.
Really? Just a little bit? Just I would thought a lot more.
And that's Preacher coming out on AMC eventually?
AMC.
Or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason that I'm not excited about it is two reasons. One, it's Seth Rogen's attached to it.
Wait,
and he's way too comedy and all that.
Seth Rogen, really?
Yeah, it's apparently one of his favorite comics.
Nice.
Which gives me a little hope, but I don't like his
bad.
I don't like his style for this if he's doing his typical style.
And then you get
the other problem is it's not I don't need that. It's
worse.
It is not like for network TV, even AMC. There are things that if they're doing it accurately is too gross.
So we're going to like HBO, Showtime?
It has to be. It has to be like a Cinemax or an HBO or a Showtime for it to be done justice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my major concern with that.
Fair.
But they casted Ian Coletti as the character Arseface. Yes, there's a character named Arseface.
Nice.
And I won't spoil why he's called that, but it's very interesting why he's called that.
I feel like he has an ass for his face. It's just going to be what I think it is.
No.
No? Okay.
But his face is quite gross. And Ruth Negga is going to be the main female lead, which is the character Tulip O'Hare. She is the character. She plays Raina on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. So she's already established.
Okay.
She's pretty good on that show. Everybody's like, oh, of course she's going to die now on that show. Blah, blah, blah. Internet, blah. So,
there's... Is this a Marvel comic or a DC comic?
It's a Vertigo comic, which is an imprint of DC.
I got you.
So, I think it'll be great. And the last little bit of quick movie news. Mark Millar and Sean Murphy's Chrononauts, which came out this week, is already optioned by Universal to be a movie. It's the new fucking thing to scoop up. Well, it's Mark Millar. He just writes comics, it seems, to become movies.
Yeah.
He did Kingsman. He did Kick-Ass.
Oh, okay. Got you.
He did Wanted.
Was he Watchmen, too, or no?
No. Watchmen's Alan Moore years ago. So, yeah, already going to be a movie. Already.
Already.
Literally this past week.
That's ridiculous.
But we'll get more into Chrononauts later. All right, so let's move on to our first big story, and that's the Batgirl 41 variant cover.
Can we get a picture of that cover up?
I can get you a picture of that cover up.
I don't even know what this is.
I think the cover is cool and sexy. I'm gonna start off with that before you guys even talk about the cover.
Okay.
I think everyone listening probably saw that because it was all over Twitter and everything, but... I thought it was hot, dude. Batgirl,
so before
she's
we do this,
hot.
Is this the same thing as Spider-Woman? Is this the same issue as Spider-Woman?
No, it is not.
It's not?
It is very...
It sounds like it.
It's violent.
If it was the same thing as that...
Sexual and violent.
I would feel like, yeah, all right, whatever. You just did it again, and I'm still disappointed in you.
Yeah.
The problem with this... I have several problems with this, and the issue with it... Here's the picture. All
right. Let's take a look at the picture.
So here's the thing about it. They and DC pulled this variant cover at the artist's request, and it's no longer going to come out at all, which is the next issue of Batgirl.
Okay.
It is Joker month. That's why there's Joker variants, and a lot of them are callbacks to famous Joker stories. Okay? So this one happens to be one of the most famous Joker stories, The Killing Joke by Alan Moore, which is your guy who did Watchmen. The problem with it is it depicts violence against women, and one of the bigger problems is they just made Batgirl look a lot younger. So a lot of people say that it's an older man oppressing a young girl, and violence like this needs to stop, and blah, blah, blah. And
seriously?
Yes. But here's the thing. So everybody was like, you need to pull this cover. We're offended. Or a lot of people were. So then the artist is like, that's dumb. It's art. Whatever. Your typical, I think this is just an homage to this classic cover.
Right.
Then people started defending him. To the point of almost death threats to the people who were offended initially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where this went off the rails and went crazy.
Right.
So because of that, the artist asked DC to pull the cover and not even have it come out because people were threatening people who were initially offended.
Right.
I think that is some horseshit. I think the internet has fucked us all over again. I think if people were offended, that's fine. And you want to tell me why you're offended, that's also fine. Like, I got involved. I was on my Twitter and people were like, you're an idiot and you think this. And I blah, blah, blah. I said, no. This book, my opinion. And, like, I just started telling people, let's agree to disagree. Because I'm not going to be on here every 20 minutes having a flame war with you. Right. I'm just telling you my opinion. I said I don't think they should ever cancel a cover. I think it should come out. If you have a problem with it, we talk about it once it's out.
Yeah.
You know, don't ever have an artist feel uncomfortable about something. He clearly spent God knows how much fucking time making this thing. He probably loves that cover to death.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a known artist. He did American Vampire, which is a big book. That's what Scott Snyder started on, the guy who's like is the biggest guy in DC, one of the biggest guys for Batman.
Right.
And people were just so upset about it. I'm like, just let it come out and then do damage control. Don't just take it away, because now I feel like I can whine and cry on the internet and get anything I want taken away. And that's some bullshit, and that isn't what the internet should be used for.
Yeah, I want to just say that I retract my sexy comment, because I thought it was a sexier cover, but it wasn't when I looked at it. It's kind of like, and I don't like young girls. So, no, I had to throw that out there, because I was like, oh, sexy, and then I see the picture, I'm like, it wasn't that sexy.
But I also wonder, like, if he got approval to do the cover when she looked old. Like, it was only, like, the past, like, two or three issues that they made her look so much younger, where she looked like just an older woman. And one of my favorite comments, easily, is Chip Zdarsky, my favorite person ever, the guy from Sex Criminals, the guy from Howard the Duck, he's hilarious. His comment on this whole scenario might have been the best. He said, I don't understand, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, I don't understand why everybody's so upset. It's just an homage to an old book. You know, the one where the villain realistically breaks in, paralyzes a girl by shooting her, takes all of her clothes off, takes naked pictures of her, and then shows them to her father.
Yes.
He's like, nice. Why weren't you that offended about that?
Exactly.
Now you're offended about this.
Yeah. I mean, this is just art when it comes down to it, and art's supposed to make you feel something, and obviously it's working.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that cover is seen by way more people than it would have been originally if it didn't this controversy didn't occur. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think it's good in a way, but it stinks that he did pull it.
Right.
I think it's dumb. Yeah. I don't agree ever with pulling anything. I think you just own it, and then if you want to have damage control, you do it afterwards.
Yeah, and not to mention, okay, there's so many things to be upset about right now.
No company has ever fucking done that for an artist request. It's like, fuck you, you made your deadline, it's out.
I'm less upset about the art situation right now.
Upset about the people?
I'm more upset about not even the people.
All right,
maybe the people.
Maybe the people.
It's called Batgirl. It's been called Batgirl forever.
Okay.
Is it supposed to be this, like, what do they want? Like a bunch of pillow fights? Like, that's not...
Right.
She is a heroine.
Right.
Fighting bad guys. She's going to get her ass kicked sometimes.
Yeah.
That's tough luck. That's part of the job.
And you know the Joker's statistic. Like,
are you saying that it's okay for the men to be taken in the same position?
Right.
If Robin was in that situation, it's okay for Robin to be in that situation? Mm-hmm. It's only a problem because Batgirl? That's complete bullcrap, because that's completely the opposite. It's reverse sexism is all it is.
Right.
Because, like I said, if a guy was in that same compromised position, it's acceptable.
Right. And that reminds me, I remember when Batman Beyond, when they had that movie come out, like, after the series was done, they did the Return of the Joker movie, and it was banned in America.
Was it animated?
It was.
Okay.
It was banned in America by the company, by Warner Brothers. They're like, you need to change this, we won't put it out, because it's more of a kid's cartoon. There's a scene where Robin gets tortured. mm-hmm. by the Joker, ironically. And they changed it in a way where you know it's happening, but you don't see it quite as much. And then it got passed over here to America. You can still find the other version. It's mm-hmm. not like horrible, horrible, cutting him with a knife. It's like shocking him and doing things to him. But it's right. not like blood flying everywhere. But nobody so much made a peep about that.
Right.
Nobody gave two shits. And Robin looked like a kid in that show. Mm-hmm. He looked like fucking he was eight.
Yeah.
So right. it's interesting how what you're saying, there's two different standards here.
Yeah.
It's like you want equality, but then you don't want equality.
Right.
You want it one way, you can't have it this way.
Right.
My whole thing is you shouldn't be crying on the internet and trying to influence everything in a negative manner. Yes, I don't care if I don't agree with you, but if you feel that is subjective to women and girls in particular, and violence against, yes, of course violence against girls is horrible.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not arguing that
right.
at all.
Right.
But this isn't the forum to cause all this fucking flame war shit.
Right.
So I was super pissed off about it. I really want the issue to still... I want it to come out. It won't. It's just gone. And like people are like, well, you've already seen it. We've all already seen it. Everybody's seen it more now than if it just came out.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right. If it's a variant cover. Nobody probably would have fucking saw it because all the variants go right. right away in your stores.
Ugh. That's painful. It is really bad that the internet people think that they can get away with that because... Mm-hmm. For the rest of our lives, we're going to have to deal with internet stuff. And so, you're right. You should feel comfortable putting what you want to put out there.
Yep.
I think, does the artist need to defend himself a little bit? Yes. Because if he was a bigoted, sexist person, and he did that because, like, yeah, well, I think it's okay for women to get beat up, and I wanted to portray that, then that's a problem. If he's like, it's just art. There's nothing more to it. This is a hero that's being tortured by a character that would do that sort of stuff. And I just want to portray that, and that's all. There's nothing
right.
to defend
the cover
that.
Isn't even that bad. It's just her crying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I
she's
think that's
afraid.
The emotional thing of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so she's afraid, and you have Joker
but,
in the background looking sinister.
Yeah, I would be crying.
With that.
Yeah,
I'd be
crying too.
Here's the other thing, though. If you're going to call back to that, if you're doing Joker, 75 years of Joker,
yeah.
you have to do the killing joke. You have to mention it in your variants.
Mm-hmm.
She is almost entirely in that issue. Like horrible
yeah.
shit.
Right.
So what he conveyed is about all you can convey to be like, oh, that's the killing joke. Like, she's afraid. He's wearing that Hawaiian getup. He has the camera. He's got the gun. That's about all you can do.
Right.
So I don't blame Raphael Albuquerque at all, is the artist's name. And I blame everyone else.
It's the internet, dude. People are always going to complain and, you know, pretty much get upset about anything they can get upset about. And I still don't even see it with the crying thing. I don't. I could see you initially
being upset,
yeah.
but I can't see you being upset to the point where you're like picketing DC's office.
Yeah, like it's not that. It's not that serious. It's
not
a comic book cover.
People just need something to yell about.
It's
just,
really what it
just
is.
People need
yeah.
something to cry about because they have nothing better to do with their lives, and so they decide let's pick something. Oh, this week is going to be the Batgirl thing. It's just people are
but
idiots.
This was big. Like this is all I saw on Twitter. It was, like, the biggest fucking thing. I couldn't scroll through Twitter, and I follow a bunch of people, a bunch of variety of things, and it's just Batgirl, Batgirl, Batgirl. I'm like, well, I might as well get in on this and try to defend my opinions.
I think I saw it on Reddit.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing, though. Like, you have the Spider-Woman incident. Now you have the Batgirl incident.
Mm-hmm.
What would be one solution to this whole problem? Take all women out of comics. Just take them out.
just not allowed to be in.
Because you can't whine and cry that you get something and then whine and cry about the way it's portrayed every single time something happens. Because you could have no women at all. It could be a thing.
Yeah.
And instead of that, you have the opportunity to express yourself through these comics. Even if you're expressing yourself as being upset about it, be happy that you have the opportunity to express being upset about it. Because the fact of the matter is, it could be that there are no female heroines at all, no female heroes, period. So I'm not saying just take what you get and be happy with it. I'm saying be upset, and that's okay, but also know where it can... Like, I think that they're not getting the point that there was a point in time where it was way worse for women in comics.
And it wasn't that long ago.
And it wasn't that long ago.
At all.
So I'm not saying that you shouldn't be upset about it. I'm just saying, are you... As you're getting upset, are you respecting the history as you're being upset? Or are you just being upset because you're just being whiny at this point and not really taking into consideration the history of what it means to have women in comics?
Right. And the last thing I'm going to add to this is from the killing joke, you ended up getting the character of Oracle when Batgirl became a handicapped character. in a wheelchair. That's one of the greatest characters of all time. Mm-hmm. Female characters or otherwise.
Wait, Batgirl ends up in a wheelchair?
She ends up in a wheelchair.
Because of Joker.
Because of the Joker. Because
she shoots her in the stomach and the spine.
What's the Killing Game? Is that a comic or is it something he does?
A story arc.
It's a one-shot story. Okay. The Killing Joke. By Alan Moore. It's one of the biggest comics of all time. Really, what happened is in the 80s, you had that. You had The Dark Knight Returns. You had a couple key books that made it more for adults. And that's how comics kind of survived and thrived in the 90s. Then they fucked themselves and then came back in the 2000s. It's essentially what
happened. Who's Batgirl as a character? Is she related to Batman? Is that his daughter or friend?
It's Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow. Okay. That's nice. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Well, let's move on from that.
Sure.
And IDW, this is our Ninja Turtle news. Writer Tom Waltz did something unthinkable in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 44. A turtle died.
What?
Wait, one of the four?
One of the four turtles died.
Impossible.
That's what I thought. And I was like, whoa, the balls on this guy was my initial thought. But then I'm like, oh, the original creator, Kevin Eastman's involved in the book. And he said, go for it. So here's what I like. Let me tell you what I like. I ultimately like this.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why.
Once Are you going to tell me which one?
I will.
Oh, yes.
Can we guess first? We have to guess
first.
Sure, go ahead. You want to do that first? And then I'll tell you what I got to tell.
All right.
And why?
Okay. Then I would say Donatello because he's... And the reason why is...
Like the wise one?
He's considered to be like the most useless one, I think, at certain times. Even though I love him. Like, I love him personally the most.
Okay.
I'm going to say Raphael.
Okay.
Because I feel like he's just going to get nuts about something and...
Get too crazy.
Yeah, get killed and then boom, he's gone.
Fair.
Yeah. Real quick, and everybody just left like, what just happened here?
Right. All right, I like
so
that.
Before I answer, you have to understand that the history of the Turtle comics, and Turtles have been around almost you know, regularly since the 90s. It's been off and on different companies. With the exception of things tied to the cartoons, it's always been dark. It's always been violent.
Mm-hmm.
They used to drink, like in the original concepts. What happens is, it's a much darker comic. The turtle in question gets isolated while the other ones are trying to attack the Technodrome kind of thing. And while that's happening, Shredder's like, I don't give a shit about this Technodrome shit. He goes to Bebop and Rocksteady and he says, look, if you get the chance, because we've got these other three over here, fucking kill this other turtle and get him the fuck out of here. He goes, that's the real mission here. I don't fucking care about the Technodrome.
Who is Bebop and Rocksteady? That sounds so familiar.
That's the Rhino and the Warhol guy.
All right, I'm like, I need to see them right now.
Right, so that's exactly what happens. They isolate the turtle and they beat him to death with like a sledgehammer.
Definitely Raphael, man, because he's out there just
going. It kind of makes sense, but
it does.
Because why would he, not many characters of those four.
It could be Leonardo because he's the leader. He's out there. He's like, I got this, guys. And he's out there doing good. Because
Donatello wouldn't fight by himself. It's just
I think it would either be Raphael or Leonardo.
Yeah, I guess those
are what is it? You guys are changing your opinions now and I'm about to tell you.
I'm just saying Raphael, but Leonardo, I could see him being there too. Donatello, I think Leonardo's totally wrong.
I think it's still Donatello because
I don't believe that.
I don't think Donatello is going to make it to the next level of what Ninja Turtles
like,
is going to turn into.
I don't know, is that red or orange on your hat right now?
It's
because
red.
I saw it being red and I was like, in remembrance?
Is I did wear my turtle hat today.
He wears it. He's worn it before.
Oh, okay.
Plus, in the original Turtles, everybody had red. Everybody just had red.
Right. Oh, okay. All right, so I'm sticking to Donatello. He's sticking to Raphael. And the answer is...
Yeah. Donatello.
Yeah! How did that even happen?
I win!
Can we get a little bit of background on how that happened?
You gotta remember, Donatello's the smart one, the inventor one. He was staying behind working on X thing. He wasn't alone. You remember the Mecha Turtle? Metalhead, I think his name was.
What is this?
He was a villain in the cartoon. Okay. He was just a robot turtle. He's a good guy in the books right now.
Where'd he come from?
He's been around.
Someone just built him?
He was...
Sure.
I think the bad guys built him.
I haven't kept up with the comics,
but he's apparently a good guy in this.
Yeah.
He's with Donatello. He tries to save him. He gets beat up, too. Uh-huh. He's not dead or offline or however you would clarify him, but Donatello, it ends where Splinter's holding him crying and the other ones return and Raphael's like about to like fucking lose his mind. Everybody else is sad.
Uh-huh. Damn it.
It was very emotional. If you get a chance to look up the pictures of it, it's pretty emotional.
Yeah.
But I love that it was A, Rocksteady and Bebop, I love what they say. They have a line along the lines of, man, I'm glad Shredder gave us the special mission. He's like, we should have done this years ago. Like, this is how you fucking take care of them. You isolate and kill.
Yeah.
And it's violent, but not over-the-top violent. You see the hammer. You see a lot of blood on the hammer. They show a lot of blood. Hmm. But it's not like you're watching him get smashed.
Right, and all of that.
Has there been any deaths earlier in this comic series? Like, maybe a villain or, you know, a civilian of some sort?
I'm sure. I haven't followed. I've only read a little of this current incarnation, but over the years, I'm absolutely sure.
I'm curious if it was just like no real deaths and out of nowhere.
I don't think a turtle's ever really.
That's insane. Yeah.
They're known for being four.
Yeah.
Now maybe the Mecha Turtle will
fill the spot, or they'll just be a three piece.
Maybe they'll bring him back. It's comics. Who knows?
For all we and who knows what Donatello did
maybe
to Mecha
Turtle.
He fuses
him with Mecha Turtle. That's what I'm thinking.
I was gonna say Mecha
Turtle like a chip in there with his brain.
Exactly. Right as a back going to shit. It wouldn't make any sense. Yeah. It's comics, so it's okay.
It is worth mentioning. This book's been really good since they rebooted it a couple years ago, like 2011-12. And all the Turtle fans are very pleased with this book. So
that's awesome. I mean, that makes me want to read it personally.
Yeah, me too. I didn't even know there was Turtle comics, but now I'm like really interested. And plus, like Donatello, way out of left field for me.
Yeah. I was ready because it seemed like the next progression of this is that shit's going to get way darker.
Yeah.
And outside of Michelangelo, who can't handle it, Donatello would be the only other person. That
and he was the
be
voice of reason as
it.
Well, from what I understand from like the TV show and the movies and stuff like that. So he was basically the brains of the operation, and now he's gone. So it's going to be funny to see how they go with this whole thing.
Yeah, it's just going to be. I think,
if there's no brains character.
Yeah, exactly.
If they just go whole hog and.
Yeah.
Well, apparently
they go nuts and go on a revenge streak.
Right.
And it gets really.
But is that the ninja way? What did I mean?
I know.
Raphael,
what,
you know?
What is Sensei
going to
say?
Gonna
like, I want to know what's.
Yeah, Sensei's still alive.
I can see like Raphael leaving aggressively, and you know,
they all split up.
Yeah.
Actually, for
make
a little
sure
while.
You look up the picture of it's all of them around his body, and they're holding him, and there's blood.
That's heavy stuff.
And
yeah,
it is
pretty,
heavy.
Yeah.
That's brothers. That's four brothers.
And this is what we grew up with.
But the picture of Raphael in that big splash page is probably the best because they drew him in a way where you see him overflowing with rage, but he's upset.
You can still see that he's about to start crying.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can see him shaking. Like, it was one of the best drawn panels I've ever seen. It was really well done.
I like as a kid watching this show, like, you just felt so cool and you're all about the Ninja Turtles doing well. They always seem to kick butt.
And
when you're older now
you.
And you have a grasp on life and no bad things happen, they kill off Donatello. You know what I mean? So I feel like at this point in my life, it's perfect to see that happen in a weird way.
So we'll see. I mean, it's comics. He could be alive next month somehow. I don't know. But this is essentially what happened.
And they don't know he's dead. They just are holding his body as if he's dead.
He seemed very dead. But yeah, this could be some
sort of... It could be he's
of,
not truly dead.
Did they come out and say he died?
They're kind of hush-hush on it.
Yeah.
And they're leading up their own issue 44. I think I said 50. They're ending the book, and I think they're going to restart it in a different way, or maybe a new numbering or something. Like, there's already plans after the 50th issue to do something, so that might be why they're not talking about it.
Right.
Maybe it is, like, Mecha Turtle's part of the team. We're not going to show you anything of that.
Right.
Whatever the case may be.
Sure.
So they're kind of hush-hush about it. Do I think he's dead? Yes. Is it possible that, like, this is all wrong and they just don't want to talk about it? Maybe. Right. Enjoy the publicity.
I like the Mecha Turtle Donatello thing.
That would be great.
I'm down with that.
Android Turtle,
yep.
I'm excited.
And then one more news story, and we're going to wrap it and do reviews later on a minisode because this has gone long. But one more thing to talk about, the biggest news story, bigger than all that Flame War Batgirl shit. This is the biggest fucking story, and I'm interested to see Leander's reaction. It's Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing their universe 616, the current universe. They're having a finale for it. They're going to be ending 33 titles around Secret Wars. He's not doing anything. He's shaking his head. 33 books are going to end with Secret Wars.
Right.
They're going to, I have the list of the books that are going to end. It's pretty much going to be a reboot.
Yeah.
These characters are going to end up, maybe they end up in a new book. I know they had said if you're subscribed through the mail, like old school, you're going to get rolled into some other book where those characters are relevant, which I'm like, fuck that.
How do I know? How do they know? They don't know what I want. If I like a team, how are they going to know which team member I like?
Well, I guess if you're reading Guardians of the Galaxy and now it's like Rocket Raccoon and fucking Jubilee. Like, that's the book they're probably going to throw you. Like, I don't know. It's all very... But here's the thing. They confirmed they're canceling 33 books, and they'll probably turn into something else.
Yep.
But this is what everybody was afraid of. The internet is pissed. And this is what we were afraid of, essentially. The 33 titles, and they're big titles, so they're definitely going to become something else. But after Secret Wars, where the battle world is pretty much the new world moving forward.
Sure.
Here's the books that are canceled. New Avengers, Avengers, all new X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, all new Captain America, all new Ghost Rider, Amazing Spider-Man, Angela, Avengers World, Captain Marvel, Cyclops, Deadpool, Elektra, Fantastic Four, Guardians 3000, Guardians of the Galaxy, Hulk, Inhumans, Iron Fist, Legendary Star-Lord, Miles Morales, Nightcrawler, Nova, Rocket Raccoon. Those are
some big names.
Secret Avengers, Spider-Man and the X-Men, Spider-Man 2099, Storm, Superior Iron Man, Thor, and Wolverines.
Wow.
All right, well, so far, I'm okay with all those titles being canceled.
Are you?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with it. There.
Explain. I'm very surprised. I'm very surprised. Explain.
I try to listen to all the titles. I'm like, all right. Are they good or are they not good? Am I attached and am I not attached?
Well,
most of those issues I feel are not good anyways.
I feel like the only one you'd be mad about is probably the Captain America book.
I'm not.
No?
It's too new. I was starting to get a small attachment, but I'll live. If they didn't mess with X-Men, like the core X-Men, right? So that's still there.
Uncanny X-Men's on here.
Yeah, I don't care about that. That's the one with the kids. And I keep checking in on the kids. The core X-Men, though, is where I would be.
You're right.
I would be
upset about. This list. You're right.
Avengers is a big deal, though.
And I assume they're just going to get rid of new, get rid of
all the other
uncanny.
Mighty's already going to go away, so we already knew about that. So
right.
There's no need to put that on there. But
it's weird, though.
I am okay with them cutting this stuff as long as they bring back quality comics.
Do you think that will happen? Because we know the Secret War event, they're redoing all their big events in weird new ways, and there's some really weird books coming out with it that I still, like that Planet Hulk one is my best example.
Yeah.
The Captain America on Devil Dinosaur book.
Yeah.
That's so dumb and weird, I love it, and I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what do you think?
This is making me happier that they are canceling all these. I'm actually now happier that they're canceling all this stuff. And basically trimming the fat is how I see it, and they're going to get back to the basics. And they're only, if there were only 5 titles in Marvel Universe, I'd be happy.
Well, I agree there's too many.
Yeah.
5, though? Really?
5.
If there was 5 fantastic comics...
What would be your 5?
X-Men, for sure.
Okay.
Avengers would be a second one.
Okay.
Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, and those are the 4 major ones. And then bring in those characters again... Like Punisher and all this other stuff. Not a new origin story. I don't really need that. But
right. You want a new 52
style. Let
the
spinoff come off because those characters are good again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not because, oh, it's Punisher. He deserves to have a book because he's the Punisher. He doesn't deserve a book unless he's good. Unless you have good writers. You don't just get a book just because you're the Punisher. You should get it because you deserve it and you have a good writer writing you and consistently writing you well.
Mm-hmm. So. I agree. So you're happy because X-Men's not on this list. I'm happy because Moon Knight is not on this list. They did say newer books like Howard the Duck just started, Spider-Gwen just started, the all-new Hawkeye. They're going to be moving forward without different numbering or without things changing. They kind of contradicted themselves. They said it'd be kind of like those books are unaffected, but it sounds like everything will be affected by the world changing.
Right,
you would imagine. So... Yeah, it was just, everyone's mad because they're canceling all these books, and I'm like, I'm not mad, I'm only one that I love out of this list is Thor. That Thor book has been so good.
They'll have
a decent reveal, probably. And I mean, if I hate the reveal, I won't care.
Right.
But if they have a good reveal, I'll be like, well, is she gone now? Because this is one of the best books they've got going right now.
I heard that Thor doesn't have his hammer anymore.
Doesn't.
Right. Is that true?
Thor's a woman.
Did you tell me that?
Possibly.
I can't remember who told me that, but I was really surprised. So.
Thor is a female.
Thor's a woman right now. They haven't revealed who she is.
Yeah.
But that book has been amazing.
Okay.
So that's the thing I'm talking about. They're going to reveal her in a couple of issues, but then it's going to get canceled and redone. Okay. So can it's I, like...
Can I also just throw something real quick for her? I know we have to wrap this up.
Yeah, you can throw things. Throw them.
Original Sin.
Yes.
Going way back now.
Yeah, way back to a few months. Yeah.
Original Sin is when Thor lost his hammer.
Correct.
No one's talked about it since then. No one's trying to figure out what the hell was said.
Yeah, nobody really cares. No one even what cares. He did.
He did something to lose the hammer, and
who took it away?
No one took it away. The hammer
just doesn't want to be touched.
Doesn't want to be touched by Thor anymore. What? Yeah,
he hurts it.
Yeah.
He hurts
the quick thing of Original Sin. Nick Fury was like a Watcher kind of. The Watcher died.
Yeah.
And Nick Fury was like the secret agent in space that would like assassinate alien threats and take care of things. Okay. Nobody knew he was doing it.
Yeah.
And he whispered in Thor's ear one of the secrets.
And he knew. That he knew. Else knew.
Yeah. And about the minute Thor. He whiskered okay. it in his ear while they were fighting, because they were all trying to take out Fury.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was, they were on the moon. He couldn't hold the hammer. It dropped on the moon.
Yeah, the hammer's like, you're not worthy
anymore. So was it something that Thor previously knew? Or was it something new?
I'm assuming, but the hammer didn't have knowledge.
So the hammer had no idea.
Yeah.
So
however that works.
Yeah. I figured there would be like a connection between him mentally and the hammer. Because can he like, you know, pull it towards him?
Yeah. But there's been many times where he hasn't been able to wield the hammer. There's been many different Thors, and it always comes back to him eventually.
So other people get the hammer and take all the powers, correct?
Yeah.
So Thor doesn't have any powers anymore.
No, he's still an Asgardian. Yeah, he's still strong.
Yeah,
actually is wielding.
No,
he has a giant axe he's running around with.
That's
now.
Great. That's cool.
It's been very good. I love that in the book he shows up, the new Thor is there, and he just says, give me my hammer, and he starts fighting her, and he holds his own, and he doesn't even have the hammer. Nice. Like, I like that about it.
Because
Asgardians are so much stronger than mortals here on Earth, so to speak.
Right.
Is he the only, Asgardian that has had the hammer? Or does it go to other people of that race?
It can go to anyone.
Yeah. As long as you're worthy.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
So nobody knows.
Loki held it.
Loki held it at the end of Axis.
Axis, yeah. Because he got inverted. So he was everything you think of what Loki is, the complete opposite he turned into. So he was able to hold the hammer. So like the Prince of Lies turned into the Prince of Truth, basically. And so he was able to hold the hammer. So yeah, it's a lot of interesting stuff. We'll see what happens.
It was a pretty deep episode, I feel.
It was pretty deep.
A lot of good stuff on this one.
Every time Joaquin comes, it goes deep.
First time, so it's never going deep.
Oh, it's going deep, buddy.
Just took your deep virginity.
Wow.
I feel like you violated everyone who's listening to this podcast right now.
He
just went deep with everyone.
I just penetrated their ears.
Wow.
They needed this.
We won't have him back.
I'll just show up.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Hakeem, for coming by on today's episode.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
We will have you again at some point.
He's a good Lou replacement for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, maybe we can talk about like Dragon Ball Z or Game of Thrones or something I know a little bit more about.
Yeah,
right.
Because I was kind of lost on a lot of stuff.
No, don't feel lost.
Made that's you explain okay. a lot. And
that's fine, though, because...
extend the episode.
You got to assume that not every listener knows everything we're talking about, too.
That's so right. You're the average Joe.
It's fun.
Yeah, I think it's a good dynamic, because, like, maybe I can appeal to the masses and kind of help you guys fill them in, because I know you guys get really into your conversations, and maybe you skip over something that you could explain really quick so the guy can be in on the loop, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Because I know it helped me out big time when you guys took the time to explain, so I thank you for that.
That's what we do.
So sweet.
Aww.
You're a little project.
I'm gonna I think I'm gonna read my first few comics now, and it's gonna be the recap's gonna be the Preacher. It's gonna be the Donatello Death comic. Is that out now?
It's out now. I don't know if it's still available. Like once it hit the internet.
Well, I'll definitely check out the picture. I'd like to know more about Batgirl, but I'm really interested in I forgot who I'm really. Oh, Thor. I want to find out more about this whole Thor losing the hammer thing. I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
very cool. Well, thank you again, Hakeem. Thank you, Leander, as always.
Always.
And we'll do reviews on a mini-sode. It's probably up at the same time as this one, but soon, if not. So thank you for listening. Again, you can email us, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. You can go and see us at capesandscowlspodcast.com. We have a YouTube, a Facebook. I've got the Twitter I can't ever say correctly when I read it, which is mad_dog_Tim.
That's right.
And anything else you want to promote?
Don't forget to go and download a podcast app and download us. Any podcast app, you can find us. So it doesn't have to be iTunes. You can download anything that downloads podcasts, and you will Just search Capes and Scowls and you will find us.
Some of them have been really quick, like almost instantaneous.
Mine is instantaneous, the one I use, which is not iTunes.
Right.
So, and if you had our iTunes previously and you are wondering why you can't get our episodes, please uninstall your iTunes app and then reinstall it.
Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
From our channel.
Oh, yeah. You don't. Although we are.
You can uninstall it if you want. You might get a newer version of iTunes. Just unsubscribe to us and then resubscribe.
We're so important that if you just unsubscribed or uninstalled it, it's that important. But you can appreciate it. You can just unsubscribe and resubscribe and you'll get all of our downloads.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
This, the 4th of July? No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash can!